It's the simple things that are the big breaches for our clients. For example, for small to mid-sized businesses, I've handled probably 6 to 8 breaches in the last 18 months of stolen laptops, where they didn't know what was on their laptops, and they didn't have them encrypted, and they got stolen. Lost thumb drives, things like that. So it's, when we think in terms of data breach, you've got to think, you know, where we have a little element of this data, and it's got to be protected wherever it is, wherever it goes, right? And whether it's breached from someone like Equifax by, you know, the Russians or whoever else using James Bond-like techniques, or from a loss of a laptop or a thumb drive, it's still a breach. So it can affect your clients every single day. And think about your trade secrets, your clients' trade secrets. It doesn't matter to them whether they lose their trade secrets from a big sophisticated breach or a really simple little breach. What's lost is lost. It's gone. Now think about your law firm. Okay? Think about the impact on your law firm if you've got to give your clients notice of a data breach, right? So, you know, we lawyers love to talk about this in terms of the really sophisticated, cool stuff. But at the end of the day, a lot of it comes down to the basics. And Elizabeth, where should we really start if we're trying to figure out how are we going to protect data?
I think the most critical step to take is an information security assessment. It can't be overemphasized, knowing where everything is, where there are vulnerabilities, and where to go to protect the data.
Now, information security assessment sounds really cool.